This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Humma ba'du. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned for us and described for us and told us about the true reality of this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this beautiful ayat al-karima, He said four things. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Allah said every living thing, every nafs, every life will taste death, will die. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah said, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Complete and total reward, full reward, full recompense for actions will be given only on the Day of Judgment, which refers to benefit and punishment. فَمَنْ زُحْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ Allah said, the one who has been freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only that person is successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ Allah said, and the life of this world is only deception and imaginary. I want us to reflect on this ayah, because this is the sum total of our lives. I want to give you an example, and then I want to tell you a couple of draw your attention to a couple of true stories in the Quran and the Seerah. The example I want to give you, and this is all from my own life. I used to live here in 1997-98, from 1997 to 2000. And I think it was around 98. I was teaching a course in San Francisco, so I took a flight, reached San Francisco, and checked into my hotel with the Marriott. And then I had the whole evening free. I had nothing to do. I was alone. So there was a movie theater across, there was a big plaza there and there was a movie theater. That movie theater had a three-dimensional, a 3D, movie hall. So I'd never seen one of those before. So I decided to go and see the movie. I think it was a movie about sharks. So when I went in there, it was they gave us those, virtual reality glasses, and you sat in this chair, and the chair kind of reclined back, unlike most movie theaters. And then the movie came on, and it was for me the first time, absolutely, amazing experience. I was transported. I completely forgot that I'm sitting in a theater, that this is actually a movie. I think if somebody had attached sensors to my brain and so on and so forth and measured my blood pressure, everything would have, I would have got freaky results. My blood pressure would have been racing, and God knows what was happening in the brain, because I'm seeing the shark coming straight at me. Right? Very, very, very real. Very real. And then the movie ended, and then we came out. And I remembered that this is what Allah said about this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and Allah did not use these words, but I'm just sort of, comparing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are sitting in a 3D virtual reality theater. This is not real. This is virtual reality. The reality is out there. When these eyes shut, the real eyes will open. When the show ends, then you will see the reality. So don't get stuck in this reality. Don't get stuck in this reality. But you know and I know what happens when we are watching a movie, for example. If it's a tragedy, we will cry. If it's a comedy, we will laugh. You will hate the villain. You know, you will think that the hero is a fantastic, great guy and whatnot, right? Emotions completely change. And if you stop the guy and say, look, Ahmed, I mean, that's an actor, right? Why are you crying? Nobody died. But that is so real. I remind myself and you that we are living in that kind of reality, and that reality is this dunya, is this life. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya again and again and again. And the job of the Anbiya was a very unpopular job. There was no Nabi who was popular. You know why? If you want to know why the Anbiya's job, the job of the prophets was unpopular, do this as an experiment. I mean, I don't advise you to really do it, but try it. Go into a theater and in the middle of the shows, shake people. Excuse me, this is not real, man. Why are you crying? Why are you laughing? This is not real. Wake up. What do you think they will do to you? Now they chuck you out of the thing. They say, get out of here. They throw you away. Yeah? You're speaking the truth. You are speaking the truth. You're telling them, wake up. The reality is out there. People say, you're mad. Man. Get out from here. Why are you here? And that's what they did to the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. That is what they did to the Anbiya. I want to mention three things to you. Two incidents from the Quran and one from the Seerah. Tell me who is the winner, who is the loser. Right? All three are scenarios. The first scenario is which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. He mentioned a city to which a Nabi was sent, and when they denied the Nabi, Allah وَأَذَّذْنَا بِثَالِثِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased and sent. So there were three of them, three Anbiya in one place. And the Mufassirin say this was the city of Antioch in present-day Egypt, present-day Turkey. And then various things happened, and we know all the ayat of Surah Yasin. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلُ يَسَى all the way to the end. Where they killed him. They killed the man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fasma'un qirat qulil jannah. It was said to him, enter Jannah. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamuna bima ghafari li rabbi wa ja'alani min al mukarameen. The man said that I wish my people knew how my Rabb honored me. Now think about this story. What are you seeing here? You're seeing here a man who was not the Nabi, because he's not the Nabi. The Anbiya are the ones who are being denied and so on. So he's not a Nabi. He's not a human being. You're seeing him coming and telling people something good. He's telling people something beneficial for them. He's telling them, don't make shirk, don't worship idols, don't join partners with Allah. Allah is your and my creator. Why would you worship something which does not help you or harm you? And because of this good advice, what do? They kill him. So, if you look at it in this worldly context, is that man a winner or a loser? Did he win or lose? He lost his life. Right? Lost his life. But what do you and I know about this man? Is he a winner or a loser? He is the biggest winner because when he said, I wish people would know what my Rabb did for me, how Allah honored me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will tell the people. Allah said, I will tell the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the story in the Quran al-Kareem to be recited until the day of judgment. First heard through the blessed voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now look at it from this context of the ayah which I recited for you. The real judgment is there, not here. Winners and losers are not decided in this world, they are decided on the day of judgment. So on the day of judgment, this man, is he a winner or loser? Second story again from the Quran, the Ashabul Uqdud. The people of the trench. And this was a group of early Muslims who followed Isa alayhi salam, and they brought Iman on Isa alayhi salam. And again the whole story of the boy and so on and so on. Finally, the story is that the king of the time, he ordered trenches to be dug and he ordered fire to be lit into the trenches. And he told these people, leave Islam, leave this, religion, or burn. We throw you in the fire. And all those people, they chose to jump into the fire and they did not leave Islam. Finally, it was one woman and she had an infant in her hands, newborn baby. And she hesitated because, it's a mother after all and she doesn't want the baby to be burnt. And the baby spoke. And there are three who spoke in the cradle. Rasulullah said there are three who spoke in the cradle. This baby, Isa alayhi salam, and one more. That's a different story, inshallah, I will tell you. The baby spoke and the baby said, "Oh my mother, do not hesitate, jump, because that is Jannah. What looks to you like fire is not fire, that is Jannah." And she jumped. Again, winner or loser. And the third one, coincidentally, we are sitting here today, Yawmul Ashura, we have fasted, alhamdulillah, may Allah accept our fast and grant us His reward for this. On this day, again, one of the greatest tragedies of this ummah happened. And that was the shahada of Al-Husayn ibn Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhumma, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, and Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu karamallahu wajhu. And it's a tragedy upon tragedy, because not only was the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his family, almost all his family who were with him, who were killed, but they were killed by people who called themselves Muslim. At least you die at the hands of strangers, we can say, okay, these are enemies. But to die at the hands of your own people. But what do you say today? Who won and who lost? Who won and who lost? This is not a Shia Sunni thing. This is real. This is Islamic history. This is the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who won and who lost? And that is why one of our great poets in India, he said, "Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad." Islam is revived after every Karbala. Meaning, when Muslims stand up for the truth and are not going to give in to falsehood, then it revives Islam. And as I am speaking to today, there is one Karbala happening in a place called Gaza. That is Karbala. What is that? Overwhelming force. And Ajib, after so many months have gone past, they have dropped bombs, uncounted bombs, and still those people are there. Still those people are struggling. Just today somebody sent me a video of a man who was a Palestinian brother who was imprisoned by the Israelis and tortured, and he was starved. And he was starved for days and days and days. And eventually they released him, so he came out. He was, of course, very weak and so on. But he should have died. The amount of time he starved, he should have been dead. They asked him, "How come you didn't die?" He said, "Because every time I got hungry, I made dua and I said, Ya Rab, Maryam bint Imran, this is the mother of Isa alayhi salam. You said about her, when Zakariya alayhi salam went into her room, he would see food. And he would ask her, 'Ya Maryamu, anna laki hada? Oh, Maryam, where did this come from? And she would say, this is from my Rabb. So I would say, Ya Rabb, feed me like you fed Maryam, alayhi salam. And he would say, immediately my hunger would go away, I would feel full. And he said, this is what I did. Every time I got hungry, I said, Ya Rabb, feed me like you fed Maryam. I'm saying this to remind you myself. We worship Allah, who is alive, who is Hayyul Qayyum. He is not in our imagination. He is not a piece of wood or a piece of rock. He is not a theory. Who is Hayyul Qayyum. We worship a Rabb who ala kulli shayin qadir. Everything is in his control. So never give up hope. Never lose hope. Focus on the reality. And the reality is that we worship the one to whom the whole world belongs. These games people play, people have played games all their life, man. All of history is full of the games people play. So what? Some of our games they have, let them play. And we have our history to show who are the winners and who are the losers. It is not the one who, it's not a question of whether you are standing or not standing. It's not a question of who wins the fight or doesn't win the fight. The question is, which side did you fight on? They can cut off your head, no problem. But they cannot make it bow before them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to attempt to live and walk in the footsteps of those whose examples Allah gave us. I don't say we will ever reach there, but we make the effort. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to live a life which is pleasing to Him and which where we can leave this world with honor, with a legacy of honor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.